up the inside, Militarized, wide out, Pericles. Pericles and Militarized fighting it out for the moment. Nugget bursting through, and here he is, Celestial Legend, bombing them wide out. Celestial Legend won the Doncaster, nailing, I think, Pericles or Militarized.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the show. What a finish that was. Celestial Legend bursting out of the ruck to win the Doncaster. Les Bridges on the line. Les, good morning. Did you see Celestial Legend coming late?
Ray, I didn't think he could win at the furlong. He'd got out, but I thought it was too late. It was just, it was amazing that he got up.
It was an amazing performance because from the Bowery, I think most experts, so-called experts, had him in the front half of the field, but it's a horse race. Anything can happen. He got a long way back early. Were you worried when he was settling down with only about three or four behind him?
Not really, because he's a good kid, that. He said to me, he said, I'll try and put him in a position. He said, but if I can't be there comfortable, he said, I'll ride him quiet. And I knew that's exactly what he did. They went quick and he sort of couldn't keep up, so he just got the horse balanced and got back on him.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was a great ride, yeah. In the straight, he was angling for a run, and like you, I thought he was held up and I thought, he can't win. I told Dean Ritchie earlier, my attention went to the front runners. But Tyler persevered, that gap came, and gee, your horse has got a will to win, Les.
He's got terrific acceleration, Ray. Yeah. You don't get that in horses. See, Doncasters today, in my opinion, a lot harder for three-year-olds to win because of the compressed weights. He had a lot of good horses. He had, that was a good field. He had 8 or 10 good horses close to him in the weights.
Yep.
And to do that, I thought was terrific.
It was, yeah. And for those listeners who may not quite know what Les is referring to in the old days, Les. I know Celestial Legend had 49, but there were horses who would have 60 kilos, 61 in a Doncaster. Yesterday, the top weight was 57, hence the compressed weights. Hey, Les, how has Celestial Legend pulled up? And I was asking you yesterday, have you given more thought about possibly backing up in a Queen Elizabeth?
I don't think I will, Ray. I'll just give it a little bit of thought, but it's unlikely.
Fair enough.
Les, what keeps driving you?
Oh, mate, I'm terrified of having nothing to do. What am I going to do? I've trained horses all my life, can't do anything else, and I don't want to finish up, you know. I've seen a lot of blokes retire, especially trainers. And they go downhill.
I'll go downhill, but I'll do it slower.
We can go and watch South Sydney play, though. You wouldn't want to watch them yesterday, Les.
No, they're not helping me.
He loves South Sydney.
What did you make of them, Les? Did you see much of the game?
No, I didn't.
Might be a good thing.
I'm glad I didn't, by the sound of it.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Les, you were saying yesterday you've been lucky through your career to have a number of good horses, but it's no fluke about it. You do identify these horses who have got that special talent. You pegged Classic Legend very early on. You said to me after second or third start that Celestial Legend was going to go all the way. What is it about these good horses that a trainer can identify almost from the start and say, this is a special talent?
I think it's almost in reverse, Ray. You can sure identify the bad ones.
Yeah. That's right.
But you get these every now and then, you get a good horse, and it's just everything about them. Their demeanour, the way they approach things. Horses, I love horses with a lovely fluent action. All the good horses I've had, good temperament. And it's not rocket science. If you've been with horses, they're pretty easy to identify, really.
Les, just to pick your brain from a non-racing guru like you and Ray, when you look at a horse, what's the first thing you look for?
It's like a woman, you either like the look of them or you don't. It's hard to define. But there's lots of things that I had the great privilege of spending a lot of time when I was young with Percy Sykes. And Percy taught me a lot of things about horses, about conformation, balance, angles on the horse. They've got to have the right angles. lots of things. So it's a pretty hard question to answer. It's just some people have got the eye for it and some haven't. Mm.
And you were telling me during the week too, Les, about, you mentioned earlier, demeanour, about for a cult particularly, Celestial Legends got a wonderful demeanour, and you said Sir Dapper, another of your great champions, was a bit like that too.
Well, it's amazing. He went to the races yesterday. He's a colt. He just went to sleep.
Did it again.
We put the saddle on. He doesn't sort of wake up till you put the jockey on him in the enclosure. Even the strapper said to me, he said, as soon as he threw the jockey on, the horse picked himself up. So I don't know what it is with him. It's just and even one of the girls up the swab was telling the strapper that after the race that he's done this horse two or three times and they just can't believe just how quick he recovers after the race. So they must have great respiratory systems and lungs.
Yeah.
You know, he just pulls up after a race as though he hasn't had a race.
That's amazing. It gives you so much to work with. Well, I think you hinted earlier that he may be going for a spell now. What are you thinking long-term for Celestial Legend? And have you worked out what potentially his best distance might be?
He'll run 2,000.
Mm.
He'll run that on his ear. I think you could probably train the horse to sprint if you concentrated on it, because he's got fresh, nice and fresh, he'd sprint well. But I think a mile to 2,000.
Yeah, I'm thinking an Everest. You're thinking about an Everest, or on the same day a King Charles, maybe heading towards a Cox Plate. Is that sort of what you're leaning towards, Les? Or
I'd love to win a Cox Plate.
Mm.
Had a couple of chances and they got beat. Drawn run third. Another one I had run fourth. Yeah, it's a race I'd like to win.
Yeah, and maybe a King Charles on the way through. Look, Les, it was great yesterday watching Celestial Legend do his thing. Oh, just one quick one on Tyler Shiller. He had to do it tough to get to 49. He admitted after the race he was just so tired and fatigued, but it was all worth it. Great ride by young Tyler.
Yeah, he's a kid going places. Funny thing, a trainer said to me the other day when I said, Tyler Schiller's riding the horse, and they said, oh, geez, he's a pretty relaxed sort of a bloke. I said, that's good. I said, I don't want a nervous one.
Yeah, no, he's relaxed.
No, he's going to, he'll make the grade. I've had a lot of good jockeys ride for me over the years, a lot of good jockeys, stable jockeys, and had a good association with certain jockeys, Ronnie Quinton and Larry Olsen and that bloke. And this kid, I'd be really surprised if he doesn't go on and make it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. He is a talent, and you're right. His demeanour never changes, a bit like Celestial Legend.
No.
Yeah. And a bit like you too, Les. Great to see yesterday winning another Doncaster.
Okay.
You won with Royal Waves in 87, and look forward to seeing Celestial Legend back in the spring. Thanks for joining us, Les.
Thanks, Ray.